Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wake up to Golic and Wingo in the morning and drive home with Danger and Battaglia in the Sports Bar. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
NFL schedule getting released bit by bit. Officially tonight at 8 o'clock, minicamps going on. The Buffalo Bills and who they will select in the draft a week from Thursday. That and more with Matt Perino, our guest now in the Sports Bar from the Syracuse Post-Standard. Matt, how are you?
Great. You're actually getting me on the ground in Syracuse today, a rare occurrence. I'm usually always in Buffalo, but stopped out at the offices today to meet with some folks and drove past good old Rochester today. It has me excited for a training camp in a few months. I mean, a much different outlook on this team than when I got here a year ago.
Yeah, it's funny how, to me, the season, yes, we have free agency, yes, we have a ton of draft talk, but this is a day, a night, tomorrow. You don't get this in other sports, Matt, where the schedule release just means so much, not just to a fan base, but I think it means a lot to a team, and here's why. Who you play when, if you told me, hey, the Bills, they open against New England, and then they get the Eagles, and then they get Pittsburgh, you'd be like, oh, that's 0-3. What do you think of an opening where you open up at the Jets, and then you open up at the Giants, and then you're home against Cincinnati? I would think 2-1 is certainly within reach there.
For sure. And, I mean, really, you hate to see two road games again to start off the slate, but, you know, two winnable games there. I think that's a division game. I think that that's a tone-setting game, that Jets game. I mean, the Sam Darnold, Josh Allen storyline is going to be there for a long time. So everybody involved should get used to it. I think that it's a great way to start your season. If that ends up being the case, I know it's the report out. And then the Giants next week, I mean, you're looking at, you know, a team that's probably going to be in contention for the number one overall pick next year in the draft, you know, depending on what they continue to do in their offseason. And then Cincinnati at home, New Era Field will be rocking. I think you got to like that start, especially comparatively to last year with, you know, that Baltimore game at the start and then the Chargers. I mean, those were two of the tougher defenses in the league, and you knew going into that you're probably starting 0-2. So I think you got to like this slate a little bit better.
Matt Perino, the Syracuse Post-Standard, NewYorkUpstate.com, joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. We don't officially know when the Bills will be playing the Dallas Cowboys. We know they will be playing in Dallas, and we know that the Thanksgiving Day game is still up in the air. Matt, have you heard anything new about the possibility of the Bills traveling to Dallas on Turkey Day?
I have not heard that, but don't jinx it, Mike. My wife is hoping that is not the case. She would like me at home to carve the Thanksgiving turkey, but I will say, for the experience of it, that would be quite a, you know, scenario, not just for you know, the Bills, the players, but the fans. I mean, they get to go to a Dallas Cowboys stadium and Thanksgiving Day. I mean, that would be a pretty big deal, especially if you're considering at that time of the season, if this team is making a playoff run. I mean, you're talking about a can't-miss opportunity if you're a Bills fan. But I will say that I did see something on social media that you could be expecting to pay at minimum about $250 for those tickets on the road at Dallas. So that's something to consider.
Wow. Geez. We're talking to Matt Perino, Syracuse Post-Standard, here in the Sports Bar. How about getting Cleveland midseason? Now, we're going to believe the credible report that the Browns schedule, you will be going to Cleveland. That would be week 10, so tell your wife you'll be away on November the 10th. I like that for this reason, man. I'd rather... Well, maybe Cleveland is who we think they are, but I don't want to be playing them early on when they have all this confidence.
You know, I don't necessarily think that it's a big issue whenever you're going to play them, early in the season, late in the season. You can make the argument that later in the season, if they are you know, everybody is predicting them to be, then you might not want them late in the season, because by then they're going to be, you know, 10 games into getting used to playing with each other. Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr. could be on the same page by then, and who knows what that could kind of turn out to be. But I am in the camp that I'm very much in the wait-and-see camp when it comes to the Cleveland Browns. I am not as sold on Baker Mayfield as everybody else. Listen, the numbers were great. The performances were great. But let's see, now that everything is on tape and defensive coordinators can game plan for him. There were still some liabilities when he was coming out of school last year. He's on the shorter side. You know, I don't know. I'm not 100% sold. So I'll be very interested to see how that Cleveland season plays out. And that game midseason, woo, it's going to be a fun one.
We're talking with Matt Perino, the Syracuse Post-Standard. You can read his work at NewYorkUpstate.com. He's in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia here on ESPN Rochester. We know that today is the last day that the teams can visit with college prospects prior to the draft, of course, a week from tonight. Ed Oliver visiting with the Bills. Is there any significance to a player or to a team waiting to last day before they talk to, waiting basically until the last minute to talk to a player?
I don't know. I mean, from everything I've gathered, it's more of a scheduling thing when you get guys in. I think that the biggest thing that I've taken from the pre-draft interviews, meetings, have been the fact that the Bills have brought in Quinnen Williams and Josh Allen. Very interesting to me, considering they're picking at 9, and both of those guys are projected to be long gone by then. I am definitely getting very comfortable with the idea that the Bills could be trying to parlay a few picks to move up in this draft to get one of these playmaking defensive players, whether it be Oliver, whether it be Quinnen Williams or Josh Allen. Once you get past those three, I mean, that you're going to see a significant drop-off. Montez Sweat, there's some issues with perhaps a heart murmur that's been detected recently. It was reported on. Also some potential maturity concerns with, he obviously got dismissed from Michigan State. And then you look at Brian Burns, a lot of upside there, Rashawn Gary. But again, the production on the field, maybe not at the level of a Josh Allen or an Ed Oliver. So, you know, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what the Bills do here. And obviously it's going to have a lot to do with that quarterback spot. Does Kyler Murray go number one? How many quarterbacks go in the top 5, 6, 7, 8 to monitor? But, hey, this is what we wait for all year, right? This will be a fun week.
Yeah, no question. I mean, well, I guess it could be anybody to answer this question, but if you were going to trade up, who would be the target? I guess the first thing, you might say the New York Giants, but I don't know if they want to trade down necessarily if they need a quarterback.
Well, it's funny. I think the two teams that I would think would be the Jets and the Buccaneers. I don't think you're going to see an in-division trade there. I don't know if the Jets are going to be looking to help the Bills out in any way, but they do want to perhaps recoup some of the assets that they lost in the Sam Darnold deal last year, from reports that I've seen. And moving down to that number 9 spot, you're still going to probably get an elite player at that spot and then add some mid-round picks. But I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers spot makes the most sense. They want to add draft capital, and I think you're still going to end up getting one of those elite defensive players at 5. The problem is, I think, if all things are equal, I think they like Ed Oliver a lot. I think they probably like Josh Allen a lot. But the guy that screams Bills to me, screams Sean McDermott, is Quinnen Williams. I mean, he is a, you know, by most accounts, the top player in this draft and a game changer on the interior defensive line. He could cause problems in the backfield, which, you know, at times, as good as they were on defense last year, I think that's an area that wasn't as consistent. You're going to face some really good running backs right off the bat, and Le'Veon Bell and Saquon Barkley. Having a guy like Quinnen Williams anchoring that run defense in the middle would be huge for this defense. And remember, Sean McDermott's the coach, defensive-minded coach. I know he wants to score points. He wants a good offense. But you're going to always go back to what you know, and he added a big DT in the middle of Carolina, and he could do it again with Buffalo.
Matt Perino of the Syracuse Post-Standard, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. The voluntary off-season programs got underway on Monday. Talk about the significance of the Bills selecting Josh Allen and Tremaine Edmonds to be the only players available to the media on Monday, Matt.
Not a surprise at all to me. I know that they went with the veterans last year, but I think that, you know, when you put they basically made these two guys the face of the franchise on both sides of the ball. And, you know, with that responsibility on the field comes with the media responsibilities off the field. And, you know, I thought it's a very interesting time. I think I heard John Walro talk about it from the Associated Press earlier this week on some radio that he did. And he said it's nice to get a chance, especially with a guy like Tremaine Edmonds, just to get him out in front of the microphone a little bit more, to learn a little bit more about him, to understand a little bit more about, you know, who he is as a person and what he's bringing. Because he doesn't say a lot. I mean, when you interview Tremaine Edmonds, he's a pretty quiet guy, very focused, very, lasered in on what he's trying to do. And that's become a good football player at a very young age. So I think that, you know, for Allen, I mean, I'm expecting him to be named the captain, one of the captains this year. He basically became that, filled that role for the team down the stretch last year. And, you know, it's more of the same, more of, the team talk, the unity talk. He's obviously the guy to reach out to all the free agents when they were signed, made big news. But I think that that's part of the allure of Josh Allen, is that he is this super competitive, super leadership-driven player that's all about the team. And that is very much Sean McDermott and what they're trying to do in the building at One Bills Drive.
We're talking to Matt Perino, Syracuse Post Standard, as the Buffalo Bills were back at work. And we did hear, first time really here in a month or so from Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott. And it likely will be the last time we hear from them before the draft. Matt, they really didn't say much, and not that I would expect them to, as far as what they are thinking, but were there any tells? Were you able to pick up on anything whatsoever in regards to what the Buffalo Bills, what Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott might be thinking coming up next Thursday night?
Yeah, I think that the most interesting thing to me is, like, you know, the scenarios that these guys are going to play through over the course of the next week. Brandon even spoke about the mock drafts that they'll do internally with all the scouts together for the first couple days next week, where they'll, you know, assign a team to each scout, and they'll go through a draft. So Brandon can kind of see it all play out. You're right. Sean McDermott basically said nothing, and he's not really a huge part of this process other than the fact that he could probably voice, you know, who he is passionate about, but this seems to be like Brandon Bean's ballgame. And, I think the thing that I took from it the most was his discussing what it's going to take for the Bills to move up or move down in the draft. I'm really, really getting, like I said, comfortable with the idea of them moving up, when at first I thought that was enough, because there's still holes. You think you want to add a one of the better tight ends in this draft, a wide receiver, an offensive lineman, and a defensive lineman at least to fill some of those holes. But when you can go out and get an impact guy, like a couple of these guys are, and then still maybe have a second or third round pick to add another supplemental piece, I think that'll tell you a lot about where this regime feels like they are heading into this 2019 season, a season where I'm projecting right now, before the draft even, that they should be around 10 wins. And, you know, that's a big jump. That's a big jump from last season, 6 wins, and, you know, you still have some concerns with Josh Allen, but, you know, you still have pretty much the same defense intact. You've added all these pieces on offense. Now, how close are you? How much do you believe in what you've done in free agency? And I think that that's going to tell a big story when we get past this NFL draft.
And, Matt, I mean, tell me how you come down on this. But you hear him, Brandon Bean, saying that we don't have any holes to fill. I mean, essentially is saying before the draft, we could fill any of our holes in the draft. I mean, it's really the right thing to say to keep other teams on their toes. And, you know, you have an idea of what direction they could go. But the reality is, even with all the free agent acquisitions, there's still a lot of places that this team can improve.
For sure. And I think that they still don't have their tight end number one on the roster. I think the Tyler Croft deal was intriguing. I think that there is some upside there, considering what he was able to do in 2017. But I think it's also telling that the deal that they struck with him, a 3-year deal, is only really worth about a year. So I think that there's some options in this draft. You got to look at where you can make the most impact on your roster, and tight end is one of those positions. With Irv Smith at the top, T.J. Hockenson, Noah Fant, and even some of the secondary prospects like Jake Sternberger and Dawson Knox from Ole Miss, who didn't get a lot of buzz with playing with all those receivers, DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, DeMarcus Lodge. So I think that, you know, then you take a look at the offensive line. 6-7 new players, right? But who did they add that really are you willing to day one New York Jets versus Buffalo Bills, you are marking that offensive lineman down as a starter. Deion Dawkins, I think he's done enough over the past few years to slot him as a starter somewhere. Mitch Morse, and then that's about it. Tyen Seski is a wild card. Feliciano, Spencer Long, kind of just movable parts that you're hoping can kind of show themselves out in camp a bit in preseason. They make the team, but I still think they need to try to find an impact offensive lineman that can come in here with a job. I like Jonah Williams a lot if they don't trade down and hope that he lasts the nine. But there's a lot of options in this draft.
Matt Perino, Syracuse Post-Standard, our guest. Monday was the big story, and then Reaction Tuesday with Russell Wilson getting his new contract. What does this have to do with Buffalo? Well, I think a byproduct of that, Matt, is what do they do with Frank Clark here? And could that be somebody the Buffalo Bills might be making a call on, the defensive end in Seattle?
You know, it's tough. Like, I think it all comes down to, okay, number one, you want to get yourself an impactful pass rusher, right? But what is it going to cost to trade for him, first off? What are you going to have to give up? Brandon Bean values those draft picks. And number two, what's the contract you're going to have to give Frank Clark when he gets over here? And is that going to be, you know, where you want to utilize your cap space? And you know, I he does come with a little bit of baggage incident before he was drafted. Maybe not the best guy to throw into a locker room like Sean McDermott. So I think there's a couple things. Now, it's been reported that the Bills have done their due diligence. They've reached out. It may be on the table, and he is an elite-level pass rusher, and that's something this team desperately needs despite having Jerry Hughes on this roster because, you know, the sack numbers didn't blow you away after 16 games last year. So, you know, it's definitely intriguing when a couple of these names hit the market and the rumors start flying, but I think in the end, if we're asking would they make a deal for him, I think there are a few things at play here that would maybe indicate they wouldn't. Antonio Brown, I know you say, well, they were going to trade for Antonio Brown. Yeah, but the off-the-field stuff, it's more diva-ish than some of the things I think you're dealing with Frank Clark.
Hey, Matt, we have a few minutes here left with you. I want to make sure you have plenty of time to tell our listeners what you are working with. You and the team are working at NewYorkUpstate.com. What can we expect to read here tonight with the schedule release and, of course, leading up to the draft next week?
Yeah, we'll have some stuff on the site with the schedule tonight. I think Ryan, I have some stuff going on commitments, but Ryan's going to put out his reactions to the schedule tonight. And then, you know, over the course of the next week, we'll have tons of draft stuff. Definitely keep it locked on NYUP social channels. On draft night, we'll have a lot of cool reactionary content immediately on draft night from One Bills Drive. I'll be sending it off to our team so they can get it all out there. It's going to be a fun time.
And for folks just jumping in, let's go back to the beginning of this interview. And my advice here, Matt, now let's say this is true. The Buffalo Bills are playing in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. Remember, how long you've been married? 7-8 years? You should know this. It's a negotiation.
Continuous negotiation.
You're going to have to negotiate here if you're going to be away from home on Thanksgiving, buddy.
Well, listen, here's the great thing about my situation. And it's we're going to be celebrating our 11th year.
Ooh.
But the cool thing about my current situation is I moved my wife away from Buffalo to Las Vegas for 4 years, and she grew really homesick. And because of the fact that I've brought her back to her homeland of the 716. I get kind of
it's a lifetime pass. It's a lifetime pass. That is the negotiation. That's a lifetime pass. Well done.
Exactly right.
We're all taking notes right now. Matt Perino, Syracuse Post-Standard, joining us in the sports. Good stuff, Matt. Appreciate your time as always. Talk to you again real soon.
Awesome. Take care, guys.
You got it. Matthew Perino. You can read his work, NewYorkUpstate.com. He knows. Continuous negotiation. So, I mean, a guy that moved a woman away from Western New York,
and then she says we're going back.
Yep.
And by the way, I think it's what was he doing in Vegas? He was running the website and the entire PR department for the UFC.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's a pretty connected guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a pretty good gig there in Vegas. I'm homesick. Let's go back to Buffalo. We're in Vegas. I work for UFC.
My boss is Dana White.
Okay, we'll move back. Continuous negotiation. Well done.
Then you need more leverage here, buddy, because you could be...
Saying is I should move away for a few years?
Yeah, and then come back and you'll be the king.
Uproot the family for a few years, and then I'll be able to do whatever I want when I come back, when I sacrifice. Like, I haven't said... This is why I'm able to do the things that I do, Gene. When you ask me the question, like, how are you able to go...
To the World Series.
Yes.
How much did it cost? I'm not telling you.
Continuous negotiations. Secret to any marriage. All right, let's get to NFL appetizers. Yes, we've been spending a lot of time talking about what we know so far about the Bills' schedule. There are some other morsels that we can unearth for you and share with you to get you excited about the upcoming NFL season. And also the final day for college prospects to visit with NFL teams in advance of the draft a week from tomorrow night. A couple of names specific to the Buffalo Bills worthy of note that we will get to next with NFL appetizers, brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years, online at alexsribs.com.
Yeah, I will tell you who the Browns, again, these are all credible reports, who the Browns open against, who New England's going to host on Sunday Night Football Week 1, the Monday Night Football matchups. I'll tell you, it's not the Jets and Browns, it's going to be Week 2 that will be the London games. We just have a flood, an avalanche of NFL schedule notes to throw at you here.
That's coming up next in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader. ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.